Hello everyone, I'm Daniel Adewoye. Tonight I'll be talking about a popular topic, and that is Thanksgiving. I'll be talking about Thanksgiving. And tonight I'll be relating Thanksgiving to salvation. I'll be relating Thanksgiving to salvation of the souls of men. Now the point is this, when looking at Thanksgiving, you know, a lot of people whenever they're in the prayer mood, what they do or what even lead them to the mood of praying is usually maybe one challenge or the other, maybe one situation or the other. And that is majorly the reason why a lot of people pray. And for that reason, when they get to the presence of God, the first thing they do is just to make all their requests known to God, always wanting to, you know, ask for this, ask for that. You know, I just want to say this tonight to everyone listening right now, that if you will look at everything you've been through all this while, flashback, you know, into so many things the Lord has done for you, you will find a reason, you know, to understand what Thanksgiving is all about. Now, I want us to look at it together from a very deeper perspective tonight, and that is Thanksgiving. Now, let us relate it to ourselves, you know. When someone, you know, do something that you like for you, maybe you make you request for something and someone does, you know, give it to you. How do you feel about that person? What do you say to that person? And now, when that person now thank you, like you give something to someone and the person in return look up to you, thank you so much for what you have done. Another time, when this person come to you for any other thing, how will you feel? Of course, you feel good. You feel like this person is grateful. And that is the same way I want us to look at everything that God has been doing for you. I mean, so many things that God has been doing. And if you look at what He has been doing, if you start thanking Him from now, and forevermore, I think God deserves more than that. And that is why you have to take Thanksgiving much more seriously. You have to thank Him for being alive right now. Thank Him for being able to, you know, to eat. Thank God for being able to see. Thank God for being able to, you know, even to walk. You know, even to, you know, you have so many reasons to thank God. Being able to hear sound, being able to do things freely, you know. We have so many reasons to give thanks to God. No matter what you're going through right now, no matter what the challenges is, no matter what you think you need right now, you still have a reason to give thanks to God. Because mad people don't need anything. Mad people cannot even think about their problem. So no matter what your problem is right now, maybe whatsoever you want to call your problem, you tag it any name. It's because you are sand in your head. That is why you are thinking that you have a problem. Because mad people don't think about any problem. Thank God you are not mad. Thank God you are not crazy. So you just have, you know, there's always a reason to give thanks to God. Always a reason to give thanks to God. Now looking at it from the perspective of, you know, my own perspective tonight is that the easiest way to give thanks to God, honestly, is through the salvation of our souls. Because now, let's look at it this way. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, the point is, He gave His Son. You know, that is such a big price. That, you know, I don't know how to describe that price, you know. The value is beyond anything you can think of. And one of the ways we can appreciate the maker of heaven and the earth, the King of glory, is by accepting Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. And how do I mean, what am I trying to say? He gave his son, and what he wants in return is for us to accept him. It's deeper. I just pray God will, you know, help me to be able to pass this message across effectively, because the point is, one of the ways you can be grateful to God, no matter who you are today, if you don't have salvation of your soul, if you're not in Christ, I tell you, the truth of the matter is that you've been enjoying free things from God. Because the Lord gave his son for everybody. He gave his son for the Muslim. He gave his son for the Christians. He gave his son for the pagans. He gave his son for God so loved the world. The world consists of everything. Everything. Everything that has breath. God gave his son for everything. And that is why, if you're enjoying all this grace and you feel that you don't need to give back to the maker of heaven and earth. And one of the easiest ways you can give back is to look at your soul, look at yourself, that the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, still wants you. He loves you the way you are. And that is why he has given his son to save you, to rescue your soul in exchange for your soul. And what is he saying? Let me put it in this way. Jesus is like a visa. Or can I say Jesus is like a passport to have everlasting life. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus becomes a visa, a passport. You know, it's like you want to, as a citizen of Nigeria or a citizen of United States or UK, if you have a passport, you actually do not need a visa to enter your own community. If you're in Nigeria living abroad with a Nigerian passport, you don't need a visa to come into Nigeria. All you need is just to get your ticket. And that is the same way God has made the kingdom of God, his kingdom, heaven, easy for us to access by making his son, turning his son to a passport. Now, let's relate it to Thanksgiving. Let's put everything together. So even if you're struggling with salvation, is an evidence that you're not grateful to God. You're struggling with salvation. This is very deep, but I pray it will sink into you tonight, and you're going to be able to pick something tangible from the message tonight. Because the point is this, by giving your life to Christ, you're saying, Father, thank you for giving Jesus. What you're saying is that, thank you, my Father, for giving us Jesus. So, another way to give thanks that is very significant that I want to really point out to tonight, that I want listeners all over the world to take seriously, is that by giving your life to Christ, what you're saying indirectly is that, or directly, is that you're thanking God. You're appreciating the value of a son over the salvation of the souls of men. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving us Jesus. And to round up tonight, I will say this, that it will do you a whole lot of good to accept Christ as your Lord and personal Savior tonight. It will do you a whole lot of good, honestly, because there's a popular saying that when praise goes up, blessings comes down. Let us take a good example of the children of Israel when they got to the walls of Jericho. The wall was so big, and in those days there were no bulldozer. There was no D9, D11, D12, whatsoever you call the bulldozer, wasn't in existence in those days. And here was the walls of Jericho, and the children of Israel needed to triumph over Jericho before they can get to the promised land. And at that point, All effort was frustrated. But guess what? They bring in the instrument of praise. When they shouted to heaven, Kulibako Shantaya Balabai, when they shouted, when praise goes up, what happened? The walls of Jericho collapsed. The walls of Jericho fell down flat. So what I'm telling you tonight is that Thanksgiving is like a double blessing. What you want to get tonight, if you'll get me right, I want God to deposit double blessings into your life. And that is why, if you understand the power of salvation, tonight you will give your life to Christ. Because by giving your life to Christ, you are appreciating the essence of Christ. You are saying, God, thank you for giving us Jesus. By accepting Christ into your life tonight, what you're saying indirectly is that you're saying, God, thank you. You're throwing praise up. You're saying, thank you, Jesus. You're saying, thank you, everlasting Father, for giving us Christ Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. And that is why we encourage you tonight. This is like a blank check. This is a blank check of daily thanksgiving, because everyone that is in Christ, I tell you, either you take it or leave it, the truth is that they are giving thanks to God every minute. Every minute they check the book of life and your name is written there, the whole of heaven rejoice. So every minute they see your name in the book of life, heaven is every minute, every seconds, your name still remain in the book of life, heaven rejoice, heaven is happy. And that is a way of giving thanks to God. By accepting Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, what you are doing is that you are praising God. You are giving God all adoration. You are saying, God, you are Lord over my life. And the whole of heaven are rejoicing. I mean, heaven is full of joy because of the salvation of your soul. So by giving your life to Christ, what you're doing is that you are giving thanks every second. Per seconds, you're giving thanks. You're appreciating everlasting Father. So I'll quickly say this right now, and I will encourage you to say these words after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for the salvation of my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Jesus, for your resurrection. Thank you, Jesus, for conquering the gate of hate. Kalibako Shantaya. So quickly say this. Lord Jesus, tonight I come to you with all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Tonight, write my name in the book of life and accept me totally as one of your own. Declare right now after me, say, Jesus is Lord over my life. Say it once again, Jesus is Lord over my life. Thank you so much. Thank you for not taking these words for granted. Thank you for saying the words, you know, after me. Now, I'll quickly pray for you. Father, we thank you for everyone tonight that have just given their life to Christ. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration forever. We shall praise you. Thank you for accepting everyone tonight as your children. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Be thou exalted, O King of glory. Thank you, Jesus. Accept our thanksgiving tonight, O Lord, as a pleasing sacrifice in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. I will encourage you to find a Bible-believing church close to you, and you can start attending the church, and I promise you, your life will never remain the same again. I love you all. Thank you for listening to this edition of my podcast. God bless you all. Bye for now.